Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Applications are now being taken for a cost share program for local communities with food-related events that are charitable fundraisers. Alicia Morris coordinates the program for the Kentucky Ag Department. It's called Farm to Fork, and its goals are fairly straightforward.
How to get the community more involved with teaching people about local foods and how to become more aware of the local food movement that's going on within their communities. So we came up with a program to subsidize people to have these farm-to-fork dinners to help charities out and also make people aware of what's going on with their local foods in their community.
The first step is surfacing a community event host that has an established 501c3 charity. The second is making the application with the Ag Department's Farm to Fork program.
We will give up to $500 in match money. $350 has to be towards food. $150 would go towards branding, which is advertising, menu card, tickets, etc. That's how they will get reimbursed.
One requirement this year is that there be at least 50 attendees at the charitable event. Morris says last year they had 19 successful applicants. They'd like to see up to 60 this year. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh,
steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It's a calling.
It's a way of life.
That's the natural progression,
yeah.
You know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Eating local for a worthy cause might be a bumper sticker for the Farm to Fork program. Coordinator Alicia Morris hopes more communities will look into it. It did help with the number of charitable events last year.
We had anywhere from 25 to I had one that was almost 300 at the event. Ticket prices are set by each event. We have nothing to do with the ticket prices. And last year they went anywhere from $25 to $125.
Again, that's up to the local event host. She says Farm to Fork is ready to help in this new season.
The application was put online last week, and you can have till the end of November to have a dinner. We ask that you at least give us 30 days out for your dinner, and then 30 days afterwards you get to turn in your reimbursement forms.
Complete details online at kyagr.com. Click on Forms and then Farm to Fork Program. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.